precious the word I used to describe. All the feeling that I have fighting here for you inside. You don't know how many times I've wished that I had told you. You don't know how many times I've wished that I could hold you. You don't know how many times I've wished that I could mold you into someone who could cherish me as much as I cherish you. Cherish is a word that more than a each time I realize that I am not gonna be the one to share your dreams, that I am not gonna be the one to share your schemes, that I am not gonna be the one to share what seems to be the life that you could cherish as much as I do yours. Oh, I'm beginning to think that man has never found the words that could make you want me, that have the right amount of letters, just the right sound that could make you hear, make you see that you are driving me out of my mind. Oh, I could say I need you, but then you'd realize that I want you. Just like a thousand other guys would say they loved you, with all the rest of their lies, when all they wanted was to touch your face, your hands, and gaze into your eyes. Cherish is the word I used to describe. Cherish me as much as I cherish you.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Monica Ricks. Testimony has started in Alec Baldwin's manslaughter trial in New Mexico following opening statements there this morning. Our Jim Krasula is following.
Prosecutor Erlinda Johnson told the jury,
the evidence will show that someone who played make-believe with a real gun and violated the cardinal rules of firearm safety is the defendant. Alexander Baldwin.
A defense lawyer told jurors Baldwin committed no crime. The actor was holding a prop gun that went off, killing a 42-year-old cinematographer on the set of the low-budget Western movie Rust in 2021 on a remote ranch in New Mexico.
Baldwin faces up to 18 months in prison if convicted. Democratic New York Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez has introduced articles of impeachment against conservative Supreme Court justices Clarence Thomas and Samuel Alito. The articles cite failures by both to disclose gifts from individuals with business before the court and their refusal to recuse themselves from cases. AOC also blasted justices on social media after their presidential immunity ruling, saying the court's become consumed by a corruption crisis. A 180 now from an actor who raised millions last month for President Biden.
Hollywood royalty George Clooney says in an opinion piece, we are not going to win in November with this president. Former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi asked if she wants President Biden to remain at the top of the ticket.
It's up to the president to decide if he is going to run.
Former President Trump capitalizing on the drama.
Joe's own party now wants him to throw in the towel.
But President Biden insists he can beat Trump. Allison Keyes, CBS News, Washington.
Military assistance to Ukraine is top of NATO's agenda in Washington today, where leaders are expected to call on China to quit helping Russia. Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg.
And then continue to fuel the war in Europe that constitutes the biggest security challenge for our security since the Second World War. So this is a challenge for the alliance. Let's see how far we're willing to go as allies.
Remnants of Beryl are now hitting and flooding parts of Michigan.
Lansing's bad. Every road from that way this way is flooded.
And it's just crazy that like this much water accumulated within, I think it was only raining for like about an hour.
The storms also spawned tornadoes in Mount Vernon, Indiana.
Back to Kawhi!
Kawhi Leonard won't be part of the U.S. men's basketball team at the Paris Olympics later this month. USA Basketball saying Leonard decided to focus on preparing for the L.A. Clippers' new season instead. He missed the team's final 14 games last season due to knee inflammation. This would have been his first Olympic Games. Boston Celtics star Derek White will replace him. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. A Burlington woman has been sentenced to 13 years in prison for sexually assaulting a 12-year-old boy. Carrie Hughes had pleaded guilty and was sentenced yesterday. Two Racine parents face misdemeanor charges for their child's excessive school absences. They could potentially face jail time if convicted. A Dane County judge has rejected the effort to recall Assembly Speaker Robin Voss, citing the state Supreme Court's ruling on legislative maps. The recall committee says they plan to appeal that decision. A low-flying helicopter caught the eye of many in Milwaukee yesterday. It'll continue to be seen over the next day or two. The U.S. Department of Energy says it's to establish baseline radiation levels before the RNC begins Monday. The Pleasant Prairie Police Department is moving towards an automated phone system starting next week. The department says they aim to improve dispatch efficiency. And the Milwaukee Brewers are still repairing escalators at American Family Field following a malfunction that injured 11 people last month. Some escalators remain out of order as the team awaits parts. We'll switch to pregame at 6:35. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Brewers reload for the Pirates. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Game two of the three-game series tonight between the Brewers and the Pirates at AmFam Field. Last night was a mess. The crew giving up five home runs, including a grand slam by catcher Joey Bart, on the way to a 12-2 win over the Brewers. So how can the Pirates, who have struggled to get to 500, blow out the first-place Brewers? Manager Pat Murphy.
It's the division, and those guys know us, and we know them, and we go back and forth no matter what the records are or whatever. They're really good team, and they got really good pitching.
Hockey, the NHL bringing a preseason game to Milwaukee between the Chicago Blackhawks and the St. Louis Blues in October. It'll be at Fiserv Forum. Tennis, after winning a match at Wimbledon, Novak Djokovic lashed out at fans for allegedly booing him, even though his opponent was named Holger Rune.
And to all those people that have chosen to disrespect the player, in this case me, have a good night.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
Spots of sun will shine through this afternoon, also bringing along chances for scattered showers and thunderstorms. If we get underneath one of them, we can see some heavy downpours and frequent lightning. Otherwise, today, highs hitting the upper 70s with calm winds. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 75 degrees.
I'm sitting in the railway station, got a ticket for my destination. On a tour of one night stands, my suitcase and guitar in hand, and every stop is neatly planned for a poet and a one-man band. Homeward bound, I wish I was homeward bound. Where my thoughts escaping home, where my music's playing home, where my love lies waiting silently for. every day is an endless stream of cigarettes and magazines. And each town looks the same to me, the movies and the factories, and every stranger's face I see reminds me that I long to be homeward bound. I wish I was homeward bound. Home, where my thoughts are escaping. Home, where my music's playing. Home, where my love lies waiting silently for me. Tonight I'll sing my songs again, I'll play the game and pretend. But all my words come back to me in shades of mediocrity, like emptiness and harmony. I need someone to comfort me. Homeward bound, I wish I was home. Escaping home, where my music's playing. Home, where my love lies waiting silently for me. Silently for me.
Simon and Garfunkel on WRJN with Homeward Bound. And you are homeward bound with me, Kurt Vollman, this afternoon. Thanks for listening to WRJN. Here's CCR.
737 coming out of the sky. Oh, won't you take me down to Memphis on a midnight ride? I won't move. Hey, you need a traveling pain. Yeah. Well, I'm flying across the land. Try to get a hand. Hey, you need a traveling pain. Take me to the hotel. Bag is gone. Oh, well. Come on, come on. Won't you get me to my room? I won't move. Hey, you need a traveling pain. Yeah. Well, I'm flying.
Park to Johnson Park, local news and timeless hits.
Local news, timeless hits, and the Milwaukee Brewers, the perfect soundtrack to summer. Ugh, tough game for the Brewers last night, a 12-2 drubbing from the Pittsburgh Pirates. Manager Pat Murphy.
Then we haven't had one of those games in a while, and especially at home. We've been in every single game. I bragged everybody about being in 85 of 90 games, you know. Credit to the Pirates. They did a great job. Took us out of it.
Brewers try to bounce back tonight at 7:10. We'll have the pregame for you at 6:35 on WRJN.
Uline is here for the hard workers. For the ones rolling up their sleeves, working round the clock, and getting the job done. You're dedicated to doing what it takes to keep a business growing. Uline is dedicated to helping you make that happen. Working 7 days a week, staying fully stocked and ready to ship any of our 41,000 items the same day. Uline, your shipping and industrial supply specialists. Visit uline.com.
Ready to hit a home run at your next tailgate or special event? Step up to the plate with Danny's Meats and Catering. They're your MVP to irresistible box lunches. Become the game day grill master with the Danny's Freezer Pack full of meat selections. Whatever the occasion, Danny's has you covered with a winning lineup of top-notch venue, catering, and Hickory Hall packages that will knock it out of the park. Why settle for anything less than a grand slam? Swing by 4 Mile Road in Racine or cateringbydanny.com.
Seeking the perfect spot to unwind? Kayla's Neighborhood Bar in Racine is the answer. Whether it's a casual night out or a weekend excursion on Kayla's patio, it's the vibe that keeps the neighborhood coming back. Check out Kayla's weekly specials on Facebook and enjoy rail tubs and domestic bottles for $2.50 during happy hour, which is weekdays from 2 till 6 p.m. Good times are guaranteed at Kayla's Neighborhood Bar on Lathrop Avenue, just north of 21st Street. Mention this week's code word cocktail to get your second drink for free.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in quick podcast form? Search no more. Find it now on the WRJN website at WRJN.com. Your news just for the Racine-Kenosha area. I'm Stuart J. Waddles with WRJN News.
Local news and timeless hits. It's our renewed commitment to Racine. For 97 years, people have depended on WRJN for local news, and we continue that tradition hourly every weekday. Now, along with Brewers, Badgers, Packers, Bucks, and high school sports, WRJN features the timeless hits that lifts everyone's spirits. Hometown Radio Refreshed with local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
We'll be right back.
Local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN. Be sure to tell a friend and tell that same friend to save 30% or more at the WRJN Big Deals store. Just go to WRJN.com, click on the Big Deals tab. You can save on local food, merchandise, and services. You years, WRJN has provided local news and now timeless hits too. So let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The former warden at the Waupun State Prison is waiving his preliminary hearing. Randall Hepp's lawyer is also withdrawing a motion to have a felony charge of misconduct dismissed. Eight other former prison employees also face charges for allegedly mistreating inmates. People are speaking out about long-running problems at Wisconsin state prisons. Cindy Sherwin is a former prison guard who was let go after 27 years. She says it was retaliation for whistleblowing.
As soon as Act 10 went into place, the supervisors and administration, from my experience, became their own higher powers.
Former guards, inmates, and relatives testified to the Assembly's Corrections Committee yesterday. They described sexual harassment and retaliation by supervisors and food and medicine denied to inmates. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. An alert went out to people living near Cliffside Park to shelter in place after a situation near the north side of the park. WISN 12 has a chopper in the air with the area of impact on Meekna Road between 6 and 7 Mile Roads. The Racine County Eye website reports there was a shooting late this morning. We're working on learning more. Starting next week, callers to the Pleasant Prairie Police Department will be greeted by an automated voice instead of a live operator. The new system featuring phone prompts is designed to handle growing call volumes and improve dispatch efficiency. Officials say they will hopefully enhance the department's ability to manage communications effectively. The Milwaukee Brewers are still repairing escalators at American Family Field after a malfunction last month resulted in 11 injuries. The team says they've undertaken advanced maintenance on the escalators, but some remain out of order as they wait for parts to be delivered. The team is in the middle of a series with the Pirates at American Family Field. We'll switch to pregame at 6:35. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Spots of sun will shine through this afternoon, also bringing along chances for scattered showers and thunderstorms. If we get underneath one of them, we could see some heavy downpours and frequent lightning. Otherwise, today, highs hitting the upper 70s with calm winds. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 75 degrees.
Oh, now your home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Well, it says here 16% of adults say they feel left behind by technology, but they just don't care. My wife argues that I'm left behind by the vacuum cleaner. She says, I don't even know how to use it.
Bad. go home.
Beatles on WRJN. It was on this date in 1964. The Beatles were in Liverpool on a balcony and a big crowd was underneath. And John Lennon jokingly did a few Nazi Sieg Heil salutes. Not everybody appreciated his sense of humor. WR Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Another place you can get some hits in Racine is this Friday at Music on the Monument. It's on Monument Square Friday from 4:30 to 7. Of course, you can bring a table or chair. You can check out the downtown restaurants and just enjoy the great rhythm and the great music. It's Music on the Monument. You want more information? Visit RacineDowntown.com.
Hey, this is Maggie. If you're looking for me this afternoon, don't worry, I'm still around. Find me and all the Civic Media talk shows over at 540 AM WAUK or the Civic Media app. The same great talk you've come to expect from Civic Media, now on 540 AM WAUK and the Civic Media app.
Taco Fest of Racine returns on Saturday, July 20th. Experience the best of the best as over 10 of the area's best taco trucks battle it out for the Taco King of Racine title. Pair those tacos up with over 30 taps of Wisconsin craft beers and other delectable eats. It all kicks off at 1 p.m. on July 20th with live music from 6 to 9 p.m. Tacos are available while they last. Come in early and settle in for a day of delicious fun at the Franksville Craft Beer Garden. Taco Fest of Racine is brought to you in part by Visit Racine County and Enjoy Mount Pleasant. When it comes to Wisconsin sports, WRJN has you covered. All this season, WRJN is pleased to be your new home for the Milwaukee Brewers. Hear all the games home and away on WRJN. In addition to great baseball, we'll bring you Badgers, Packers, and local high school games when those seasons start. WRJN is also home to one of our state's top sports reporters, Mike Clemens, with his reports every hour now sponsored by Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. Learn more at paysbig.com. Pottawatomie Casino Hotel and WRJN, great partners for hometown sports.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
spoke and we listened. Local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN. Coming up, CBS News at 3 and a local update from the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
WRJN.